July 31, 1899. The Avondale School Farm, Ellen G. White. Read by her at the Avondale Church, Sabbath afternoon, July 22. I have words of counsel for our brethren regarding the disposition and use of the lands near our school and church. I have been learning of the great teacher. Many particulars regarding the work at Kurenbong have not been opened before me until recently, and not until now have I felt at liberty to speak of them. And even now I do not feel free to reveal all things, because our people are not yet prepared to understand all that will be developed at Avondale in the providence of God. At the beginning of the Sabbath I fell asleep, and some things were clearly presented before me. There were persons selecting allotments of land on which they proposed to build houses and establish their homes. But one stood in our midst who said, "You are making a great mistake, which you will have cause to regret. This land is not to be occupied with buildings, except to provide the facilities essential for the teachers and students of the school. This land about the school is to be reserved as the school farm. It is to become a living parable to the students. The students are not to regard the school land as a common thing, but are to look upon it as a lesson book, which the Lord would have them study. Its lessons will impart knowledge in the spiritual culture of the soul. If you should settle this land near the school with private houses, and then be driven to select for cultivation other land at a distance from the school, it would be a great mistake, and one always to be regretted. All the land near the building is to be considered the school farm, where the youth can be educated under well-qualified superintendents. The youth that shall attend our school need all the land nearby. They are to plant it with ornamental trees and fruit trees, and to cultivate garden produce. The school farm is to be regarded as a lesson book in nature, from which the teachers may draw their object lessons. Our students are to be taught that Christ, who created the world and all things that are therein, is the life and light of every living thing. The life of every child and youth who is willing to grasp the opportunities for receiving a proper education will be made thankful and happy while at school by the things which his eyes shall rest upon.